Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert. You know, we're back. I just can't get enough of this mini-series. I hope you're loving it too. I'm trying to keep each episode super short, one little tip and trick to help you get to the lowest cost prescription drugs in America for you and your families. Red, Blue, and You. That's all about you. And here we go. Another tip today is acute medications. Okay, let's say you have a little one and they are sick and you took them to the pediatrician. They prescribed an antibiotic. Okay, what do you do in those situations? Well, first of all, acute medications like antibiotics, like I think I talked about the poison ivy Medrol dose pack, right? Like those acute types of situations, you do not want to mess around with mail order. These are not chronic medications. These are medications you need immediately for acute reasons. I typically recommend that you not go down the mail order route here. And yes, I work for Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. And yes, we do with our partner TruePill mail order prescriptions. And yes, we're talking about chronic medications in those instances. I don't think it's wise to get acute medications from a mail order pharmacy. So I really think you need to go to your local pharmacy and get the fastest prescription you can for your child or for your itchy skin if you had a tussle with your poison ivy in the backyard over the July 4th holiday. Don't mess around and wait for the mail service to send you a prescription. Now, that being said, we're going back to my favorite F word. We're talking free. There are some pharmacies out there that have free prescriptions for antibiotics, and there are selected antibiotics. And the chain that I'm thinking of here locally, and it might not be coast to coast, but Meyer Pharmacy offers a select list of free antibiotics for the little ones out there in acute situations. Also, Meyer offers some free prenatal vitamins for moms to be. So it's really important, I think, to know the local pharmacies that you have in your own zip code. Get to know all of them. Get to understand where their pricing is. Don't be afraid to call them on the phone and get a price quote. The other area of pharmacy I would love for you to look into for your acute medications is your independent local pharmacy. There are so many great mom and pop, independently owned pharmacies out there. The best place to look for them in your zip code is, I'll give you a resource in show notes today. It's called the National Community Pharmacists Association, or NCPA. They have a database online that you can search by, I think, zip code to find any local pharmacies that you have. Local pharmacies can be super competitive on a lot of drugs, a lot of generic drugs especially. So don't forget your community local pharmacy that maybe isn't a big chain. Actually, I had to do a Google Maps on my own zip code the other day, and I figured out that the closest pharmacy to my house is literally an independent pharmacy. Now, I had to do a lot of searching to find them because they weren't as easy to find on a Google search because the big companies come up first and foremost. But it's really important for you to get to know your pharmacies on the ground around your local community too, because not every drug is going to be great to get through a mail order setup for all the reasons that I just articulated. If you've got a little one with a, you know, screaming bloody murder because they've got an ear infection, you got to get that antibiotic ASAP. You don't want to wait 3 to 5 days for it to be mailed through the United States Postal Service. It's just not a good idea. So that's my tip for today. Shop around locally, be ready for those acute medications, and know who to go to. I also generally suggest that you try to keep your medications all ideally in one pharmacy. That way your pharmacist can run what we call drug utilization review on your whole portfolio of drugs to make sure that you don't have any drug-drug interactions. You're not going to have any dose issues. They can see your whole medication profile because they have to look at the whole cocktail that your patient is on, not just one isolated drug, in order to do drug utilization review. So there you go. Check out Meijer if you have Meijer in your backyard. Again, they offer some free antibiotic prescriptions and, like I said, some free prenatal vitamins for moms-to-be. Now, there's tons of prenatal vitamins out there, too. So don't go saying Dr. Albert said all their prenatal vitamins are free. I did not say that, but just look them up online, give them a call, and see what they do offer, and maybe you can, you too can find your favorite F word as free. Who knows? There you go. Acute medications. Don't mess around with mail order. That's my tip for the day. I'll be back again soon talking more strategies about that new prescription and what to do with it. Take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there. Or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.